The body which monitors the government's management of the economy has warned that its budgetary forecasts are poorly founded and lack credibility. In its new report, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, or IFAC, says that while the economy will bounce back from the pandemic, the government hasn't taken existing spending commitments into account. Sebastian Barnes chairs IFAC and he joins us now on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
It sounds as though you're worried.
Yeah, I think we are concerned. Obviously, there's good news on the economy and that's welcome, and that will naturally also improve the public finances in the years ahead. But we're really worried about and concerned on the planning side. So there are really two concerns. One is the forecast that the government has put out. It's good they've put out medium-term forecasts, but they're not well-founded, and it basically doesn't provide a very realistic picture of what would happen. Even if you just carry current policies on for the next couple of years, they're not factoring in the full cost of aging and inflation and these kinds of things. So there's a bit of a difference there. So while they show that they expect there to be, you know, the budget to be about balanced by 2025, we'd expect a deficit of around 1.2% of GNI start. It's not a huge difference, but it is significant, and it could mean that some adjustment measures are needed in the years ahead. But also the sort of bigger failing really is that the government hasn't really explained how it's going to prioritize the big things over the next couple of years. There are going to be big challenges around climate change, which could be very costly to meet. They're implementing the Sláintecare care healthcare reform. That's a very major reform. And the government hasn't said how much those things are going to cost or how it's going to fund them.
You also express concern about the impact of changes to corporation tax. Is there a danger that the government is repeating the mistakes of the boom here and relying on a tax that won't last forever?
So this has been a long-standing concern of the council. About 1 in 6 euros of tax revenue is coming from corporation tax, and a lot of that is coming from a small number of very international companies that could easily move that money elsewhere. Now, we've seen that the Biden administration is planning big reforms in the US. That could have a real impact here in Ireland. The Department of Finance has built that into its forecast. It's assuming that you know, 2 billion in corporation tax will be lost through that source. There's a lot of uncertainty, but our view is that probably it would be more prudent to assume that more is going to be lost over the next 5 years. Maybe 3.5 billion will be lost, and the government needs to plan for that. And we're actually suggesting that they should also start to put some of that money, if it doesn't go straight away, into the rainy day fund, so that gradually we can wean the public finances off this dependency on this source of revenue that may not be there in 5 years' time.
Will tax rises of one form or another be necessary in your assessment?
So just to get the budget to balance, there may need to be some fiscal measures taken, but the real challenge is going to be to finance, particularly the measures needed to tackle climate change and some of the programme for government measures, particularly Sláintecare. So in that context, the government always has a choice between whether it wants to raise tax or whether it wants to find, you know, a sort of extra money through cutting spending elsewhere. But to be honest, I think it's pretty likely that taxes will need to increase in the years ahead.
Sebastian Barnes, thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland.